And Tzadik Ches. Chulin Tzadik Ches and Shana Tova to all. Hope everyone enjoyed the Yantif, enjoyed the Dafim on the Yantif. And we're getting into hardcore kashrus here in the, all of these Dafim. So let's get moving again each in this shortened shiurim possibly this week because of Inyanei Slichas, but we'll do the best we can and fit in as much as we can. Okay, we'll start with Tzadik Zayin and Mabez, the two dots. Omar Le, three lines for the bottom. Omar Le Rav Idi Bar Avin La Abaya. So previous line, four lines for the bottom. Beitza B'shisha Vein Beitza Min Minyan. We had a statement before about different items that are batel and how much they're batel in. We spoke about the gid, the topic of this parak. We spoke about the chal, we spoke about the udders, and we spoke about beitzim, right, the eggs. So the question is, we're getting back to talking about that line. So beitza b'shishim, ain't beitza in a minyan. So the statement said that a beitza is b'shishim, which we said is most foods are batel b'shishim. That's what Chazal assumed gets rid of taste, beitza b'shishim. V'ain't beitza in a minyan. We're going to see some tanam today that discussed this before that was accepted. There was a Tchanes Chazal is explaining the tam on a daraisa level, but there was a Tchanes Chazal at some point of shishim, but there were some that argued on that before that. But anyway, we'll get to that later. So Rav Yehuda bar Avi says to Abaya, Lameimra diyava taima. Is this to say, it says beitza b'shishim, is this to say that eggs give off taste when they're in a mixture? V'ha'amri inshi, but don't people say, kimaya debe'e ba'alma. They say, oh, that's like liquid from an egg. Meaning it sounds like from that statement that there's no taste given off. Right? Taste, interestingly, you don't have to look in a halachic source to determine whether something gives off taste or not. How do you determine it? Either you taste it, or you ask a guy to taste it, as we've had, or what do people say? People say, oh, it's nothing, it's like liquid from an egg. So you see, it doesn't give off taste. So what does it mean that a beitza, this whole discussion of a beitza being batel? The Bramban asks, why don't we say we're talking about a case of yavish b'yavish? Right, an egg in 1,000 other eggs. Right, not a question of being cooked. So then that's why you need bittel here, because it's an egg in many other eggs. Not cooked, but yavish b'yavish. And then we would say that you don't care about the taste, you're caring about the egg itself. Caring about the egg itself. That's the Ramban's kasha. V'lo kimna b'bittel ha-beitza atzva, three answers. Number one, because the statement was said along with gid, beitza, and chal. And a gid is obviously talking about where there was taste in it. Number one, maybe because the other ones, you know, are talking about the context of being cooked. So too, this one is being cooked. Number one. Number three, let's do number three first before we do number two. Number three, answer the Ramban says, Sha'amru, and this is probably the most straight on answer. Matzasi the mixas rabosein wat sarfatim. Sha'amru shaloshiru b'shishim ela iser balua. If we're talking about shishim, it says shishim, and that's what we're talking about. That's the shir we're talking about. Lachor, that's balua. Kugon chelav shel iser shenisar b'shel heter. O yayin b'mayim, b'mayim b'yayin. V'chem b'chol davar hanivlal. Anything that is getting absorbed and lach b'lach, liquid and liquid. Kugon k'machim v'chayotzi b'hen. Aval chaticha k'tana shein erui l'skabi l'fnei ha'orchim. But a little something shenisar v'yim chatichos, let's say francs. If you get one franc, mixed up in a lot of other francs. Bizmach ain't a makira, so what shear do you need? You don't need shishim in that case, under the raisa level. You need rov. Kiva chakalacha, so medes bevnei atzma, but tail of a rov. Velo bein and shishim. Lefichach, in balach, lan sliya, shabisha, chalacha, bevnei atzma, but tail of a rov. Fechulu. So, number two, says the Rambat, number one is that, it's groupings. It's grouped with the others that are definitely talking about being cooked. Number two, it's talking about shishim, based on a shishim. Shishim sounds like me ikar hadin yudit shishim. Not just on a midra banan, but you can do yishishim, that would be only with his lach balach, where it's a real mixture. Number three, which he writes as number two, he quotes the shita of the Rav Av Bezdin. He says, maybe it's because an egg is a birya. Egg is a birya, and therefore it's a davar chashuv, and therefore it's not batel. That's the shita of the Rav Av Bezdin, matra the base of gufa chashiva kabirya vo batela. And the Ramban quotes him, he quotes another riot from there, and he says, I'm sorry, but I disagree. An egg is a birya. Does it fulfill all the requirements that we've said? What was one of the requirements that we said? Chiyus. davar sheish bo chiyus, where the statement has to be whole and has to keep its shame and has to have chiyus. Umashakasav shabetsa birya eino kedarinim sechas makas. What does the Mishnah Makas say? Birya. What's a birya? A whole ant is a birya, but an entire grain, entire wheat. One wheat, one barley, that's not called birya, right? Of a beitza kechita achas bibriyasadam yeubetelo hekitabino lefrusha kaman. So it's major machlokas for showing him whether an egg is called a birya. Is it a davar chashuv? That was that gemara at the beginning of beitza based on the mishnayos and zrayim about esha darko limbos and kolsha darko limnos. But that's not talking about birya. That's about whether beitza is considered a davar chashuv. So it depends how it's sold. Is it always sold by number or not? But in terms of it being a birya, machlokas rishonim, Rabban says no. That's one of the answers to explain why we're not talking about an actual egg here.
So shishim suffice.
Why does
shishim suffice?
Why would shishim? According to the Rabban Bezin. According to the Rabban Bezin, if it is a birya, why would shishim? Because then you should say it's never batel. You could say, I mean, again, birya not being batel is a din daraisa. Not because it's a din darabanan. Birya, the fact that I'm chai for a birya, even though it's less like his eyes, has a din daraisa. A birya not being batel is already an extension of a din darabanan. So maybe you could say we're going to have later on. There are different, most biryas are not batel afil be'elef. But maybe here you would say he understands that it's not a birya like the other biryas. Let me see if he talks about it here. Okay, I'm not going to go to it now, but I think he relates to it. I think he relates to it. Okay. He has to relate to it to explain if it's going to be batel. Okay, so says the Gemara, back to the question. Question is again, how could we be talking about an egg, the liquid of an egg being batel? It doesn't give off any taste. So Amar Lei, Hach of Mayaskinon, Bebeitza Sefroach. We're talking about an egg with a chick inside. So we're not talking about the taste of the egg. We're talking about the taste of the chick. Rashi Shabasar no same tam. Veloshna Timea Veloshna Tahora de Nevelahi. Rashi calls it Nevela. It's nevela if you have the efroach inside. Other rishonim say nevela. Isn't it like sheretz ha'of? We had discussions earlier in this pesachta. If it's not fully formed yet, but it's not just an egg yet, maybe it's in the category of sheretz ha'of. Either way, it's aser. It's aser because it's not fully formed yet. But that's the taste that we're talking about. And efroach, even a kosher one, it is a nevela.
That's bringing it closer to a berya.
So does that bring it closer to if it's, I don't know, if it's still inside. I mean, maybe that's what he is. Is it only Beitza Sefroach? He said that even before we got to that stage of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, okay, Beitza Sefroach, that's what we're talking about, that he's bitl. Aval tamelo, but in general, an egg without an Sefroach, without a little chick in it, just a non-kosher egg, would not give off taste. So is that really true? So we'll get back to the, let's just finish reading and then we'll get back to Tosis. Esve, beitzim tahoros, shishalkam and beitzim tomatoes. If you have kosher eggs, meaning eggs from a kosher animal that were cooked with beitzim from a non-kosher source, im yesh bebrotin tam kulam asuros. If they give off taste, they're asur. Alright, so you see from there that eggs do give off taste, even, right, we'll stop there. So the Gemara said, no, how can I beitzim tahoros? Oh, maybe you're also talking about chicks inside. And that's why it's giving off taste. Via my karila tamea. So why is it called tamea then if it's not really tamea? If it's even oftar, even a kosher bird, if it has an efroach in there, it's going to give off a problematic taste. Kivan this, but efroach karila tamea, because you can't eat it. So it calls it non-kosher. Even if you have a kosher item that you can't eat, it still could be called non-kosher. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Vamidiktani seifa from the fact that the seifa says the seifa of that brisa says beitzim sheshalkan v'nimsa efroch ba'achas mehem. If you cook eggs and you find an efroch in one of them, im yesh ben menosei tam kulam asuros. So then, if there's no sei tam, they're all asur. If the seifa is talking about, but if there's an efroch, mashba that what? What's the reisha talking about? Mechad the reisha the less of efroch haskinon. Spash of the reisha does not have an efroach. If the seifa comes up with the chiddush, oh, if it has an efroach, it's going to be aser. Mashba the reisha is not about an efroach. So back to the question then. So why should there be an issue of nesinas tam? We just said that eggs without efroachim do not give off any taste. By the way, we're talking about peeled or unpeeled eggs. What do you think? Peeled or unpeeled eggs? So the Rishonim we're talking about lachor unpeeled, meaning if it's peeled, it's going to give off taste through the white and through the shell. So Pasha's talking about unpeeled, but And even then, that it didn't fall up. Once it falls apart, so that it's for sure going to give off the taste because the yellow is going to get in. The inside is going to get in. Anyway, so it says the Rishon discussed, though, could you have, even if it's peeled, does taste go through this case through that? It's not impossible. Says the Gemara, so again, isn't the ratio that talking about less blefrox? The Gemara answers, Pirushe kamefaresh. No, it's all one case. Really, it's all one case. A case of Ephraim, with Ephraim, gives off taste. What's the case? As follows. Beitzim tahoros shalkim and beitzim tomatoes, kosher and non-kosher eggs, im yesh ben benosi, tab kula masuras. If it gives off taste, it's aser. Ketzad, add in that word, ketzad kegon shalkim and imsa Ephraim pachas mehen. That's the case that you have to be worried about taste, where there is an Ephraim inside one of them. And Hakanami Mistavra, and this also makes sense, that the resh, it's all one case, and the resh is also referring to a case that has an Ephroach. The Isaka died of Rasha de Lespa Ephroach. Because if you want to say that the Rasha is a case which does not have an Ephroach, so Hashta de Lespa Ephroach Asura. So then if the Rasha is telling me that even without an Ephroach it's going to be Asur, so then the Ispa Ephroach me Bayi, then what do you have to say the Seifa case? If the Rasha is Lespa Ephroach, so of course the Seifa. You wouldn't even have to have the Seifa. So where it says, no, that's not a raya. Imi shimha lo arya. If that's your proof that the ratio is about a frog, no, that's no proof. Why? Tana seva gli ratio. You could just say that it repeats the case to make sure I understand correctly what the ratio was talking about. Shalot tomar, not to say ratio de ispa efroach. Ratio, is shalot tomar ratio de ispa efroach. It has an efroach. Have a lespa efroach sharya. But if it doesn't have an efroach, it would be mutter. Tana seva de ispa efroach. It's still aser. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. So that's why we have to have the. So it's all raya from the seifa. That's what the resha is talking about. But you're still able to say that it's explaining the resha, and therefore the whole case can be talking about the case of yeshbo efroach. Stop there for a minute. The top Tosfos says that this whole discussion not only can be about where you have an egg with a chicken in it, based as efroach, but top Tosfos v'hu adin. Bach takes out the next word, benimsa ba'dam. If you find blood in an egg, the same thing. Blood in an egg, because there also, maybe it was a frog there. It was something there that something happened to. And therefore, even an egg, shenimsa ba'dam, as the Gemara said, the shad atichla bakula, right, benira, and he says, and the Tosfos says this, the Tosfos, benira de tmeya shi klufa, efshad da'asura. As he talks about peeled or not, Tosfos discusses it. But Yerushalmi, Gabigula Beisa Mashma, the chilek be klufos lein shade klufos. He quotes the Yerushalmi that there is a chilek between peeled and not peeled. V'shemelin yizen nami yesh chilek. It's a discussion whether it's issue of peeled or not peeled. But Tosfos says baser by a beisa shnips of adam. That also is a problem. So lemaisa, what about our cases of blood spots? So we spoke about this in Mitzvah Shir a couple of months ago, actually. And that is, in our day and age, it is somewhat different. The Ramah writes in Yaradeya, in Simen Samach Vav, in Hilchos Dam. Hilchos Dam, that's what we discussed as a Mitzvah Shir, the Isra Vachilos Dam. The Ramah says, Ein Tzarech Livdo Kabeitzim Im Yesh Bohem Dam. Nowadays, you don't have to check, says the Ramah 500 years ago. The Somchin al Rov Beitzim She'ein Bohem Dam. Somchin on the Rov. It doesn't have dam. Umikal makom nagu lahachmir kishaosin meichal im beitzim bayom sharon b'hem yish b'hem dam. If you could just see if it's during the day, if there's no trouble, might as well look and check if there's dam or not. But most beitzim don't have dam. What if you would find dam in the Ramah's day? It sounds like that would be a problem. But you just don't have to check for it because most don't have dam. But if it would find dam, that would be a problem. You have to throw out the egg. But if you look in the post-game nowadays, we're even more makel. Let's go from step by step. There's two tshuvas. First of all, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has two tshuvas about this. First, he has a tshuva in 1957, when it wasn't exactly as it is today. Rav Moshe says in Aleph Lamed Vav in Yaradeya, Beisim Shabbat Medina Zu, Shenoladim Shelo Al Yedei Zachar, Shimsa Bahendan. The issue is there are no hens around. The chicken farms nowadays, they don't have any hens around, so it's not shy to even talk about an egg being fertilized. What's the whole issue of finding blood? Because you think the egg might have been fertilized, this might have been some type of little chick, and something happened to it. But, says Rav Moshe, in our day and age, there's no chance. There are no hens on the chicken farms. Vaharbe, says Rav Moshe, Vaharbe farmers, Ein oskim klal gadol afrochem ve'elu ein lam klal zacharim v'chal abeitim shalahem heim kishelom zacharim v'nipsa shemehan nim karim bashuk. Od hugdal harov lemaod sheheim me'elu shebelo zacharim she'en neklatos she'adam ein oser kol abeitza lachein vada yishbakom lahatir stam beitzim b'medina azos midin rov vein sarach ledin emanish alaziach lefituma. When he quotes lachein, and then he says there is a miut shebar mizacharim so shadam oser b'leroi lahachmir if you find blood in there to throw out the whole egg. That is Ramosha. But later on, Ramosha writes, I don't know what year this is, but this is in Yerodea Chela Gimel. By the way, I just saw a new volume of Ramosha just came out. Posthumously. Another volume. Chela Tess. Somebody just showed me. Chela Tess just came out with more letters. Anyway. So Ramosha is another tshuva of Ramosha. In Arachayim Gimel Samach Aleph. Where the Arab Moshe says, Vade Medina in Shum Makom Laosram. Vayamutr Lizro Kadam Vlechol Hashar. So the Moshe, really nowadays, if you find a blood spot, it must be for some other reason. At least in the days of the Ramav, it's a rove, you don't have to check for blood spots, but if you find one, you have to throw it out. But according to the Moshe says, nowadays, even if you find a blood spot, Me'ikir Hadin, you can take out the blood spot and eat the rest of the egg. But, says Rav Moshe, because it's not a davar ha'avid at all in our day, we throw out eggs all the time, and there's no problem with throwing out the eggs, you know what? You might as well be machmir. Yesh gam lono lahachmir shebedina zulo nefshav zeklala hefsid, and therefore you should throw it out. Ubetarov is in lesser. Once you mix it in already, you don't have to aser. That's Rav Moshe. That's Rav Avadya Yosef. Rav Avadya also in a shuva in Chavad Das Gimel Nun Zayin. Abba Bizmanenu Shabakal Kibbutzim. Right, also in this country. Bakal Kibbutzim Vaha Mashkim sogrim es atanagolas belulim b'meshach zman rav ve'ein b'mechitzas atanagol zacher b'vaday shalakol adeos ein lachish lozeh u'beitza shnimsa b'adam zorek at adam b'ochel asa beitza ve'filu im himasei eza meshachol kibbutz she'eino makpid am ha'metzi usam shal atanagolim. If I have one farm v'nimsa shabeitza v'amshavkos me'oso meshach gru'u yos lagadol afrochim yish lachush mikal makom halacha kol deparish me'ruba parish, and therefore you don't have to be worried about it. And he says, Lamaisa, and he quotes from Moshe, Kivish of Artsos America, Habesim Bizol Ma'od, Beis La'arov Shalanashim, Inachshavas, Beis La'as Klal, you should throw it out. Ulam, says Rav Avadya, in our country, maybe it's not so. Maybe every egg is more valuable, and therefore, Bim Komenu, Shalpi Arov, Habesa Nechshavas, La'hefsid, Yishlis Mochalikar Adin, Lizrok Es Hadam, V'Lechol Es Hashar. Unless you say that everybody throws them out today, and therefore, you can also throw them out. Lamaisa, at the end, he says, Sikum. He says, Ein lachash l'adam shebehem mishum rikum efroach v'lechicha amnitsa badam yishlisruk az adam v'lechol es habetza. Maker adin, you can eat the egg. So whatever is one, what situation, if one feels that it's going to make a difference in the pocket, so throwing out the egg, so then you don't have to throw it out. You just throw out the dam and eat the egg. Okay.
Why would you even have to be zorg the dam? Dam itself is...
Why do you have to be zorg the dam? But it's not dam that's related to a fetus. There's some type of dam. There's still an Isra of Achilas dam. Still an Isra of Achilas dam. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Hahu kizesa tarba. There was a kizais of chelev, denafa bidikula de bisra, that fell into a dikula of meat. What does a dikula de bisra mean? So, if you would have asked any of us, usually dikula means a basket. That's the usual translation of a dikula. And that's how the Rashba and other Rishonim understand it. Rashi here says one word, kalachas. What's a kalachas? Tosfos says kalachas is a pot with meat inside. That's what kalachas. Tosfos in the middle of the denafal. Ubekuches pirish dikula kalachas v'kalachas uklishim v'ashlim babasar. Why did Rashi interpret this as a case of chelev that falls into a pot of meat? Why did Rashi say that? Not the basket. The Rashi and the Ritva say, I argue with Rashi, but we're going to explain Rashi. Why does it have to be, find the Rashba. Why does Rashi say that it has to be a case of cooking meat and not a case of a basket? Chusar Rashi the Farish Kane, because we are about to talk about a case where everything else is going to be mitztarev to be mevatel, a piece of chalef. If it was in a basket with dry food, even if it was hot, the taste of the chalev would not spread. It doesn't spread without sauce. If a piece of treif falls on a piece of, if a piece of non-kosher steak falls on another piece of steak, kosher steak on top of 10 other pieces of steak, the 9 bottom pieces aren't mitzarev to be mevatel, unless it's all cooking in sauce. But if it's all in a basket, it's not going to be mevatel. That's what Rashi says, because we're about to talk about a case where they're all going to be mitzarev to be mevatel. So that's why Rashi says that. Getting into important halachas. Even if it's hot, if you have a hamburger that's treif, that falls onto another hamburger, that's kosher. And under the kosher hamburger is another hamburger that's kosher. So you know what? The bottom hamburger is still kosher. Because we don't assume that taste could transfer from one item to another item without sauce. If it's mamish negiyah, so one on top of another, so that transfers. But kosher, does taste transfer through the kosher one into the next kosher one? So that doesn't happen without sauce. That's what Rashi says that. Tekiva she'in itzer yotze mechaticha lechaticha lasar ela imkain imain sham rotev lohem itzar bechaticha zavata kazesa. That's why Rashi says that. Number one. And then Rashi, the second shot is that he says, Rashi holds, we'll see later on, Rashi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Mid bemino is lo batel. So if we're talking about bittel here, it can't be talking about, another reason why can't be talking about a case of just in the basket, you have to be saying, he's talking about a case where there's sauce and other things in the pot, which is also min b'she'eno mino. Okay, let's go with Rashi pshat. Pasha di yin. Hahuk is a satar, but then off of a tikula de bisra, there was a piece of chalav that fell into a pot of meat. Savar of Asi, l'shi'ure b'mala debala dikula. Rav Asi or Rav Ashi wanted to measure the mevatel, how much it can be mevatel the chalav with, not only with what was in the pot, but also the meat had gotten smaller in the cooking process. Sometimes it congeals. And he wanted to measure based on what the meat size was at the beginning of the cooking, meaning even what was absorbed into the walls of the pot. He wanted to use that to be mevatel. If you're going to say that the heter meat congeals and gets smaller, this are also congeal, so it's not fair. The rabbanan say, no, you can only go by what is in the pot physically, not what is inside the dofne hapat, the walls of the pot. You can't use what was already boleya to be mevatel the iser that fell in. Period. Another very important shita, which we'll get back to in a couple of days, Be'ez Hashem. Two days from now, Daf Kuf, you can look at it. Daf Kuf has a big tosas on Amun Aleph, Bishakadam Vesilko, and there is the major machlokas Rishonim. Anybody ever learn Yoredeya? Is familiar with this? Machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim. About Chanan. What's Chanan? Chaticha Na'asis Nevela. If you have a piece of meat that became Usser, does the whole piece of meat now become a Chefsa Shel Isser? And if it, let's say, falls into another pot, you have to be Mevatel the entire piece of meat? Or do you only have to be Mevatel the Isser that fell into this piece of meat? That's a major machlokas, chaticha nasas nevela. Chaticha nasas nevela, you for sure say that a basar b'chalav. That's what basar b'chalav is. If milk falls onto a piece of meat, the whole thing becomes treif. The question is, what about by shar isurim? By non-basar b'chalav, do you say the principle of chanan? Rabbi Ephraim says, no. You do not say chanan. One of his rayas is Argamara. What are you being mevatel? The chalev that falls onto the piece of meat, that top piece of meat gets the chalev on it. Right? When it gets the chalev on it, boom, that whole piece should be usser, and you should have to be mevatel the entire top piece of meat. Haraya, it must be, that you don't say chanan by shari surim. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim's raya from our Gemara. Tosef is there, we'll get to this in a couple of days. Tosef is there, argues, Tosef says, no. The whole point is that this is in a pot. If it's in a pot, there's never a second that the top piece of meat becomes aser before the rest of the pieces are also mitztaif to be mevatelet. So you can look at the tosis there, but this gets us into the sugya of Chanan, Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim over there brings this Gemara as one of his rayas that there is no Chanan by Shar Isurim. Okay, Vaidu, next story. Hahu Palga Dezesa. Tarba. There was a half a kezayis of chalef, the nuf of a tikkul de bisra that falls in. Savar Mar Bar Avashi l'shiur b'tzlasin palge d'zesa. Mar Bar Avashi wanted to be mevatel it with 30 half kezayisim, which is half the shear that you need. Usually you need 60. He wanted to do it by 30. Why? Because he didn't think that he assumed that chatzi shear is only also drabanan, and by yisurid drabanans, you can be meka with the shear, how much you have to be mevatel with. So two wrong assumptions, as we'll see. Number one, the Chatishir is only Issa D'Rabbanan. Number two, in Issa D'Rabbanan, you only require half 60. Right? You only need 30 to be Mevatel. So Amalei Avua, so his father, Rav Ashi, said to him, Lav Amina L'cha, haven't I taught you at the Shabbos table, Lo Tizazel B'Shir D'Rabbanan? But I taught you that don't be mezalzel, because even if it's a shir d'rabbanan, you need the same amount. Rashi says, "Afilu b'midi de lo mitzar midaraisa lo tezalzel b'shiure." Meaning you still need 60. Number one, even if it would be d'rabbanan, and number two, va'od hamer b'yochanan chatzis shir asav natorah. And we know the principle of chatzis shir. We paskin chatzis shir does daraisa in yana d'yoma, right? In yana, we're in the week of Yom Kippur, right? The Gemara at the end of the Misachas Yuma, the beginning of the last parak. The Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chatishir is Asa Midaraisa. Reish Lakish says, Asa Drabanan. What's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? Today is what the source is. Either we say it's based on a Svara of Chazil Itztarufe, because this is combinable with another Shir that you can eat in 5 minutes. So therefore, it's Asadar. This could lead to an Isadaraisa. Or do we say it's a Xeris HaKasav, Kol Chelev? Even within the Chazil Itztarufe, we've discussed a beautiful Machlokas. How do you understand Chazil Itztarufe? On a practical level, this could combine with something, and therefore, it's Asa D'Oraisa because it could combine. Do you take that literally, or do you say no? It's more of a reflection. It's a siman, not a siba. Because this could combine, that reflects that it itself is something significant. And therefore, l'may nafkamina, they bring this nafkamina, let's say I eat half a kezayis with 10 seconds left to Yom Kippur. Am I going to be chayef? Where it's impossible for me to violate. This is not going to be Chazal Sarufe. Are you Michaev? Are you going to violate Inu Daraisa, meaning half a Kazayas? So that's enough Kamina. How do you view Chazi Lit Sarufe? Again, Chazi Shir is a huge topic. If at the end, if we have time, we'll come back to it. Maybe we could have an Ian Shir. Again, this week is kind of busy, but at some point we'll get a Shir on Chazi Shir. We'll see at the end if there's any time. Anyway, period. Amrav Shimon Bar Abba. Amrav Idi Bar Idi Bar Gershom. He and his father have the same name. I guess that's Sardic custom. Amr Levi Bar Pratya. Amr Rebbe Nachum. Amr Rebbe Birayam. Mishum Zaki Nechad Rebbe Yaakov Shemei. Tebe Nesia Amru. That whole line. Mevi Gula Lolam. Beitza Besamach Asura. Besamach Va'alef Muteris. They said an egg is Asur if it's in 60. But it's Muter if it's in 61. That's what they said. Batul Beshishim Be'echad. You're limiting heterim. What does that mean? You're leaving open room for people to make a mistake. Two great rabbis said something related to what you just said, and they did not explain themselves. They both said, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they both said that, and then it was asked to them. What does that mean? Bisamach va'achas bahadidida odimala barmina. Does it mean 61 without them or 61 with them? Meaning that it's really 1 to 60. Meaning which one is it? V'lo pashit, they didn't answer because they weren't sure. Umar pashit lo mifshad, and you're so sure of it? Aren't you worried? Aren't you also not sure, and therefore you're worried that people are going to be mako when they shouldn't be mako? These two other great rabbis didn't explain it, so you're going and explaining it? So how can you be so sure? So the Gemara answers that we are sure. Itmar, Amar Bichelba, Amar Afuna, Beitza, Besamach, Vehi, Asura, Besamach, Va'achas, Vehi, Muteres. So really you need 61 besides the egg, not 60 including the egg, period. Why? Why is an egg different than all other Isurim? Right, everything else needs shishim. Why does an egg need different? So if you look in the Rishonim also, you look in the Rashba, you look in the Ramban here, I'll read it from the Rashba. Yesh betartzim shebibnei chashivusa shal beitza hechmiru ba lahosif achas kashiura. Quotes that, because if it's chashivus, since it's somewhere in the middle, that's what I was relating to that Rav Avezah before, it's pretty chashuv, it's like a davar chashuv, but it's not on the level of birya. And therefore, 61, one extra one. The Rashba says, why one? Where do you get that shear from? So he goes to Rambam also. A little difficult. But then he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Rambam says that there are big and small eggs. And sometimes you're gonna try to get 60 kenega, the egg that's asar, but some of them are smaller, some of them are bigger. So it's not gonna be exactly 60. So you're running you have to be careful. You're it's risky just to take an exact the amount that you need. So just take an extra one just to be safe. That's what the Ramban says. Sheish lomo that the fish is be basem gedola muktanim va bala vato beisa ina mashgiach aleha lerosim zu the cool on shavos mamish lafiga hosifu achas vosifu shava kolachas vachas arkan. Right, so that's the very mistaver answer of the Ramban. So even in that generation, there were different sizes of eggs. Even in one generation, right? The famous tzlach, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, by others, say in different generations, for sure eggs might have changed sizes. Right? That is part of the whole controversy of Shiurim today. Right? The main source for this issue is the tzlach in Pesachim Kuf Yates, where the Noda Behuda says that our eggs are smaller than the eggs in the times of Chazal, and therefore all the Shiurim have to be enlarged. Right, kezayis, kebesa, all of that to be enlarged because eggs, but eggs are smaller. The shear for chala, right, all of the, 43, whatever it is, beitzim. So he says, Sarche says, here, lefi, shenizbarali api medida, sha beitzo, sa metzuyos atab yamenu, hine beitza shlema shibizmanenu, hurak chatsi beitza, mi beitzim shibahem shiurei Torah. The akarchak, shenishtana bizmanenu, o, shaha agadolam nizgadlu. Vehem agadolam yosu, agadolam shaybibayatanoem. You either have to say eggs change size, eggs got smaller, or thumbs got bigger. Those are your two choices. Osha beisim niskanu behema bizvani duktani mashayim tanoam viadua, and you know that shadoras holchemu mismatim. We're getting smaller. We're getting smaller, says the tzlach. Viyefsha shahagodah shalonu godah yosim yagdolam shayim meichach meyashas. It's impossible that we have bigger thumbs. Can't be. Viyakarchach ha beisim bizvani du mismatu. It's one of those two choices. Bigger thumbs or smaller eggs. So he chooses smaller eggs. And because of that, he says, Shir Zayas Shuchatzi Beitzu, Kebeitza Shalanu, Kezayas is really a Kebeitza today, and he goes through all of this. This is the basis of the whole discussion of the poskim in terms of Shiurim. Okay? Different sizes of eggs. Let's continue. Fourth line. Hahudas Lakami Dur Gamliel Bar Rebbe, Amale Abba. So there was a case that came in front of Rebbe Gamliel Bar Rebbe, and he said they wanted to know if it was Batel. And it had much less than 60. Amar le abalo shir barbon v'sheva v'aniyeshar barbon v'chamesh. My father didn't even was mishared even 47 to 1. I'm going to do 45. That must have been the case. What do you mean 47? So that's what we said before. And it wasn't accepted yet that it was 60 for sure for everything. So even at 47, he needed more than that. You want to do 45? Hodas the kamidur shim bar Rebbe. Amar le abalo shir b'mem hey v'aniyeshar b'mem gimel. Similar taste. Hodas the kamidur b'chia. Amar le. So there was a case in front of Reb Chia. He said, "Klum yeshloshim." What do you mean? Is that even 30 in here? What do you mean 30? Time of delaka shloshim. Hayik shloshim misharin. But 30 would be enough. He says, "Oh, there's not even 30. 30 he would be mishar." So Amalei Reb Chani, Amri Chanina, Guzma. Basically, what he was just saying was, "Come on, this is not this. You're not even close." You can understand. You don't even have half of what you need for bittul. That's why 30. You don't even have half of what you need. Okay, here we go. Amr b'chiyah bar Abba, Amr b'shiv and Levi, Mishu bar Kapara, call Yisurin Shabbat Torah b'shishim. Right, that's the accepted halacha today. All Yisurin of Torah require shishim, except for Kilayah Kerem, for Truma, for exceptions, for Arla, but for generally, shishim. What does that mean? Very important Rashi. Rashi says, first wide line, either Hecha debat Kineg lo yov taima, shishim is enough if you check that it doesn't have tam. Meaning, if it has tam to Rashi, 60 is not enough. If you check and it doesn't have tam, number one, inami, lekala make a matimikon minbamino. Or if it's minbamino, which doesn't have tam, so you need shishim. You need shishim on a derabbanan level. So if it doesn't give off tam, or if it is minbamino. And then it's the second, third line. I'm sorry. Oh, just continue in Rashi first. Avalhecha de badkane, the yof taima, la olam taima lo batel. But if you check and it has tam, that tam is chashuv, and it is not mutter until you mevatel the tam. V'chi lo yov taima, be yishushul of tule. But even without tam, you still need 60. Rashi goes in both directions. If it has tam, 60 is not good enough. You need more than 60. Most things are 60. But if it's something very strong, even more than 60, you don't say that, oh, once you have 60, then any tam left is considered not significant. No. Rashi says if it has tam, it's not good enough. And if it doesn't have tam, you still need 60. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos right here on the bottom. Tosfos says, argues on the first day. Appears for coaches, the Afki lo yov taima by Shishim, the Ain Nira. Tosfos says, no. The whole point of Shishim is Tam. And therefore, if you don't have Tam, then even less than 60 would be good enough. That's Tosfos. Even less than 60. 60 is only for Tam. Right, so this is the it's a big discussion. 60, we assume by definition gets rid of Tam, according to Tosfos, right? According to Tosfos argues on the first half. The other Tosfos says if there's no Tam, Rashi says you still need 60. Tosfos says you don't. The Tosfos argue on the that's one half of Rashi. The other half of Rashi Tosfos doesn't comment on. If it still has Tam after 60. That he doesn't comment on, but other Rishonim argue on that. They say, no, once there's 60, there's 60. The Ramah discusses this in, also, Yerodeya, in Tzadik Ches, in Tzadik Ches Ches, let me just see if I can read it for a second. Yerodeya Beis in that one, in minus Aleph. Yerodeya, right here, in Tzadik Ches, the Ramah says, talking about Chal, he says, Avol no saying Tam ba'osa kedera v'hu aser mitzad atzmo afilu be'elef lo batel kol zman shemargishin tamo. He says like Rashi, right? If you feel taste it, that's it. The Shach says maybe this is a drabanan. Of course, the esver hetter drabanan. This is after 60 is only drabanan. V'lochein the Rama says melach v'tavlin midvarim da'avidi l'taima imasur machmas atzmon ein matelim b'shishin. Not about the b'shishin. You need more than shishim in that case, because there's a lot of taste there. Okay, we got to move. Says the Gemara. So that's 60. Amar l'fanav Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, Rebbe, atol mer kein, hachem mer vazim Reb Shimon leibishu bar kapara, kol yisur shematur b'meya, you need 100, not 60. So Gemara says, v'shneim lo lomdu elim zroa b'sheila. They both the mandara that says 60 and the one that says 100, learn it from zroa b'sheila, the four leg of the carbon of the nazir that has to be cooked, and the zroa is given over to the kohen, and the rest of the animal is a shlamim. So the rest is eaten by the Yisraelim. It's cooked together, and the zroa is also to the Yisraelim. So we're going to learn Hilchas Bittel from this case. V'shneim alamdu, they learn it from Zor B'Sheila. Tachsif, v'loka chagwan it says Zor B'Sheila v'chulu, he takes the B'Sheila v'tanya, B'Sheila, in B'Sheila el shlema, B'Sheila means whole. You have the whole Zroa. How do you know whole? The Ritva says, that's the Pashas of the Pasuk. Rashi says, I'm not sure how you get it. No, this parish, I don't know how you learn it out from this pasuk, but the Ritva says, because it sounds that way from the Pasha Pshat. Rishim b'yachoy omer, in B'Sheila el shlema, b'Sheila ma'ayel. The Rashbi says, no, B'Sheila means to teach me that you cook it with the rest of the ayil. To Kuli Alma, Baha the ayil of Ashila. Both of these opinions really hold that you cook the zroa with the rest of the animal. Mar Savra Machatech Lavahadim of Ashila. The only difference is, do you cut it first and then cook it together? Or Mar Savra Machatech Lavahadim Machatech La. Or the other opinion says, no, that you first cook it and then you cut it. You separate it. A different version of the machlokas. To kuli alma machadik lavahadim of ashala. Everybody agrees that you first cut it, then cook it. Umiyu, the machlokas, is mar sover bahadi ayam of ashala. One says you cook it with the ayal. Umar sover b'di erachayas of ashala. And the other one says, no, you cook it separately in a different pot. Either way. Now let's get back to our point. Lulishna kama aliba de divrei akol. Lulishna basa aliba de shemei achai. According to all the opinions that say you cook it together. Meaning the first version is both opinions. The second version is one opinion. Either way, this is the source for Bittel. Man d'ar b'shishim, according to the one who says shishim, savar, he holds. What do you measure? Basar v'atzamos, b'hadi basar v'atzamos. You measure everything. And misha'arinan, v'avilahu b'lei b'shishim. If you do that ratio, that's 60. Uman d'amar b'meya, savar basar b'hadi basar misha'arinan. There's a bigger gap, v'avilahu b'meya, and there is, it's meya. Tosfos says right here, this isn't a drusha gemura, because over there it's min b'mino, and we're learning it to min b'she'eno mino. So Tosfos says, really, we have a misora for 60 and 100. Each of these Tanaim had a misora, but they were so mechit onto the pasuk. So that's what Tosfos says here. The Ramban says, you at least learn from here that it shouldn't be more than 100. Should be more than 100, because this is kadshim, and if you need 100, or 60. It's not more than that. The Ramban says that it's not a full-fledged limut, but it's just that you don't need more than that. Period. So that's the Gemara. Umi afina mina. Can you really learn from Zora b'Sheila? Vatanya. But didn't we have a brisa zeu heter abba mechal iser? This case of nazir is a heter that is an exception to iser. Zeu lamut emai. What is that excluding? What is aser? My lav lamutikal iser in Shabbat Torah. Isn't this excluding all other iserim in the Torah? that this is going to be mutter, this is the content of a bittul, but other cases are not. Isn't this what it's excluding? So, a couple of answers. We're going to do number one today. Number one, what answer? No, no, no. Amar Abaya. No, what is it excluding? Lo nitzuch el Rabbi Yehuda. Der min b'mino lo batil. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds generally, min b'mino is not batil. Kamash melon dahaka de batil. Here it's batil, that's the chiddush. But really, according to the Rabbanan, you can learn it from here. It is a good makar. V'ligmar minei. So the Gemara, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn from there then? He holds min b'mino, well that's min b'mino batil, so why doesn't he learn from there? So no, Gali Rachmanan, there's a special pasuk by Yom Kippur. He takes from the blood of the par and the soyer that are in the same bowl. And still the Torah calls it the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer. They still retain their identity. So it must be min b'mino is not batel. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Yom Kippur and not from Zohar B'Sheila. Why does he learn it from Yom Kippur to everything? Why does he learn it from Zohar B'Sheila to everything? And say Yom Kippur is an exception? Chiddush mi'chiddush lo gamrinan. Now, because it's a chiddush. Zera b'sheila is a chiddush. What does chiddush always mean? We've quoted this from Tosfos and Yavamis. Davar hasoser es haklal. It's something that goes against the rule. Zera b'sheila goes against the rule. What exactly goes against the rule in Zera b'sheila? Rashi says, Ein mevatzlin isur l'chadchila. You're usually not allowed to take isurim and be mevatel them. And here you can. That goes against the rule. That's what Rashi says here. What does it sound like from Rashi? Says the Rashba, like the sheet of the Ravid, that the Isser Vein Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila is an Isser Daraisa. Rove Rishonim hold that's an Isser Drabanan. We had a Daf Be'in shear on this. Both hold this Drabanan. If it's Drabanan, you can't say that's what the Torah is referring to. Chiddushu, because it's a Chiluk on a Drabanan level, but it sounds like from Rashi, and it sounds like, and the Ravid says a Beferish in the Sefer Isser Mashahu, that Eim Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila is an Isser Deoraisa. That's why it's a Chiddush here. The other Rishonim would have to come up with a different Chiddush. Anyway, let's just finish up. Ihachi lameya v'samach na'amilo migligmar. If you tell me it's a chiddush, say how could even the Rabbanan learn it by min mishino mino? How could they learn from Zera b'sheila? Atu anan l'kula gamrinan, l'chumra gamrinan. We're just trying to be extra machmir. To midaraisa beruba batal. Midaraisa is batal barof. To be extra machmir, you can learn from a chiddush. To be extra makel, you can't. But to be extra machmir, you can do whatever you want. The Rabbana can add on, and therefore, that's why you can learn it from Zera B'Sheila, 60 and 100. Aye, what's the being excluded? Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel, he has an exception. Period. There's a lot more here, but we have to stop here. And then we'll continue tomorrow with Tom Kiker. Tom Kiker, by the Shem, tomorrow. Everybody should have a easy and meaningful fast. And Hashem will continue. Again, the schedule this week, the daf will be given in the Be'ez Hashem in the mornings, just earlier. So hopefully it'll be up for all of those listening.